God-given ability, intuition, knowing via the unknown dimensions. Intuition happens when there are no more blockages of the mind, when there is no more reasoning of the mind, and when there is no more functioning of the mind. Simply a state of no mind, a state of absolute mindlessness, the phenomenon of intuition takes place. It is a functioning of the pure consciousness, not the mind. It happens when all logical constructs are exhausted. Yet, intuition isn't something you can rehearse or practice. It's not like learning to drive a car, where instructions are followed and with enough practice, you acquire the skill. The phenomenon of intuition is, in fact, an enigma. It's mysterious because it goes against logic, seeming nonsensical because it's an event that the mind cannot grasp. To access this phenomenon, one must stop all mental activity, a contradiction that makes intuition all the more intriguing. Intuition blossoms when the walls of your mind fall away, when its constant chatter quiets, and all its workings come to rest. In the peaceful void of absolute thoughtlessness, in the calm realm of no mind, the mystery of intuition comes to light. It's not an offspring of the mind, but a whisper of pure consciousness, appearing when all logical ideas have been expended. So, what stands as a barrier to the mind? It's the subconscious scaffolding our minds erect. Our relentless worries are born out of deeply ingrained beliefs, forming a part of this obstruction. Our ego, too, plays a significant role in this, as we find ourselves perpetually concerned about others' evaluative views of us. Furthermore, our insatiable cravings and lust for an array of physical experiences and pleasures also act as impediments. These addictions, the relentless pursuit for more, can clutter our mental landscape, preventing us from accessing our intuitive selves. Let's delve deeper into these elements. Beliefs and worries can often act like invisible handcuffs that limit us. They create recurring patterns of thought, mental loops that we find ourselves stuck in, making it challenging to break free and perceive the world in its raw, unfiltered state. It's like we're looking at life through a pair of tinted glasses that only allow us to see certain aspects. These restrictive thought patterns can prevent us from hearing the soft murmur of our intuition, our internal compass that often knows what's best for us. But imagine if we could remove these tinted glasses, see the vibrant spectrum of life, and listen more closely to our inner guidance. The ego, meanwhile, is like a heavy curtain that obscures our perception. We can become too absorbed in worrying about our image, about how we're seen in the eyes of others. We put on a mask, a facade, so focused on maintaining this persona that we lose touch with our authentic selves. This preoccupation with external judgment can stifle our ability to tune into our intuition. It's akin to trying to hear a soft whisper amidst the cacophony of a bustling crowd. But what if we could draw back this heavy curtain? What if we could shrug off the weight of others' expectations and embrace our true selves? Finally, our addictions and relentless pursuit of physical pleasures can drown out the gentle whisper of our intuition. When we're engrossed in the chase for sensory gratification, we disconnect from the deeper, subtler aspects of our consciousness. It's like trying to listen to a soft tune while being at a rock concert. The noise of our desires and cravings overshadows the serene voice of inner wisdom. But what would happen if we could turn down the volume of this concert, sit in silence, and listen to the soft melody of our intuition? Intuition is a fascinating ability that isn't rooted in the logical, thinking part of our minds. Think of it as a special, almost magical power that we're born with, a God-given talent, if you will. But this talent, this beautiful ability, has become buried under layers and layers of mental noise. Imagine these layers as walls we've built around our intuition. Society, with all its rules and expectations, has taught us to construct these walls. Over time, these layers have turned into a fortress, imprisoning our intuition. We've been conditioned to prioritize certain beliefs and fears that now dictate our interactions with the world around us. We've become so engrossed in trying to impress the outside world, so focused on chasing after material possessions, that we've turned a blind eye to the world within us. Our inner voice, our intuition, is waiting to be heard, but we're too busy putting on a show for the world. It's like we're actors in a never-ending play, constantly switching between roles, donning different masks to meet different expectations. And this obsession with maintaining our roles and impressing others can take a toll on us. It can become a draining, even damaging cycle. We lose touch with our authentic selves, and our precious intuition becomes stifled. It's crucial to remember that the real stage is not out there in the world, but within us. The real audience is not the crowd around us, but our true, authentic selves. And when we finally start listening to our intuition, we might just be able to deliver a performance that resonates with our true self, breaking free from the fear-driven cycle we've been trapped in. Spiritual wisdom channeled via intuition. You see, intuition isn't something we actively summon or control. It's a subtle whisper, a gentle nudge from a realm beyond our conscious comprehension. This profound wisdom resides within us, yet it's not typically accessible through the hustle and bustle of our daily thoughts. Now, picture meditation as a quiet, serene lake. When our mind is in a constant state of motion, it's like turbulent waves on this lake, obscuring what lies beneath. However, through meditation, we gradually calm these waves, letting the waters of our consciousness become still. It's in this tranquility, this state often referred to as no mind, that we can glimpse the depths beneath the surface. This no mind state isn't something we reach or achieve. It's not a goal or a destination. In fact, the very idea of striving or trying to get somewhere is a construct of our minds, and thus, it acts as a barrier. The no mind state is a letting go, a surrendering of the mental flurry, allowing the noise to fade and the silence to emerge. In this silence, we open ourselves to the channel of intuition, the conduit of spiritual wisdom. The veil between our everyday consciousness and the profound wisdom within thins, allowing a clearer transmission. The insights that arise in these moments, these fragments of spiritual wisdom, are not born from logical reasoning or intellectual understanding. Instead, they emerge from the depths of our being, carrying a sense of profound truth that resonates within us. So, remember, meditation isn't about trying to reach a no-mind state. Instead, it's about creating the space for this state to naturally arise. It's about quieting the mental chatter enough so that the soft whispers of intuition can be heard, allowing the spiritual wisdom that's already within us to be revealed.